4. Kira. The door to my apartment flies open again for the second time tonight. I spin around as the dim light of the hallway spills into my living room, where I've been pacing back and forth in the dark, a butcher knife clutched in my right hand and a hammer in the left. Brett had a gun. I didn't. We all know who wins in that equation. But he didn't shoot me because, apparently, he doesn't want me dead. No, I'm more useful to him alive. My sight blurs with tears at what I'm about to do, but it doesn't stop my banshee battle cry as I rush toward the shadowy intruder, the knife above my head and the hammer swinging. The knife is batted away and clatters to the floor, but the hammer connects. He grunts before ripping it from my hands. It lands with a thud as I'm flipped around to face the wall, and my wrists are grasped and pinned against my hips. A hard chest slams into my back as I'm pressed against the peeling paint. I jerk and attempt to yank away, but he has me in a human straitjacket. "Let me go, you motherfucker. I already said I would do it. If you hurt my parents or my sister, I'll kill you with my bare hands." Instead of Brett's smarmy voice in my ear, all I hear is a grunt. I breathe in, and the scent coming off the man holding me captive isn't the one that haunts my past and my present. But the grunt is familiar. "Let me go," I demand again, and he gives my wrists a shake. I blink back the tears in my eyes as I crane my head around, almost afraid to see if I'm right. Scar's profile is visible in the watery wash of light. A sense of relief I probably shouldn't feel while in the arms of the man who has been instrumental in keeping me captive sweeps through me, and I stop struggling. My lungs still heave, but my body relaxes a few degrees. "Let me go. I won't run or kill you. Probably. Maybe." At this point, I don't know what I'm capable of, definitely more than I ever thought possible. Scar waits several beats before releasing his hold on my wrists. I spin around, rubbing the spots where his hands shackled mine as I back away.